Blog Talk Radio.
It's in my vein, Lord, it's in my vein. You know it's in my vein, Lord, it's in my vein. While the blood is running warm in my vein, Lord, it's in my vein. You know it's in my vein, Lord, it's in my vein. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my vein. While the blood is running warm in my vein, Lord, it's in my vein. And I'm going to shout just a little over here. And I'm going to shout just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm going to sing just a little over here. And I'm going to sing just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, the Lord is in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm going to shout just a little over here. And I'm going to shout just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm going to sing just a little over here. And I'm going to sing just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm going to pray just a little over here. And I'm going to pray just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. Amen. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. It's Thursday night, and it's just such a wonderful thing. I see your sister, little leader. Such a wonderful thing to be on Bible study Thursday evening. If you have the video, if you could share it, that'll be perfect. And if you want to call in to 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. That is our Blog Talk line. And at the completion of the message, we will get a chance to talk and get a chance to hear how the lesson has not only blessed you, good to see you, Brother Chubby, but also what you may be able to share with others. Amen, somebody. Again, if you have the video, if you could please share it, it would be such a blessing. Let's do a couple more songs as folks are coming on, and then we will get to the matter of hand prayer. If you got a prayer request, please type it in, and then we will honor that accordingly. Pass midnight, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, and while others thou art calling, singing anew, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior, blessed Savior, why don't you hear me? Brother, that he's a Muslim brother, but he definitely, you've seen on the interview today, Facebook Live, he was out there. And I've been talking with him over a year ago, whatever else. And he actually got off the street, got out of the tent with a generator, and got into an apartment. And so now he complains that the heat's too hot in the apartment. We laugh about that quite a bit. And so he was able to analyze what we had in the bag and to make sure that it was something that will help people and carry them throughout the night. And he was very affirmative in regards to that. So we're praying for that ministry as well. Every dollar that you support, that you send in through donation or that through the jewelry ministry, goes for two purposes. It does not line anyone's pocket. It goes to help feed the homeless and those that are less fortunate. And it also goes for the 2019 scholarships for GCOC scholarship program for young leaders of higher learning. So we appreciate any support that you have. Let us go to God in prayer. Again, I ask you to pray for me as I pray for you. And don't see any prayer requests, so that's fine. You just mentally assent what it is you need God to do in your behalf. And we know that we serve a God that does not make any mistakes. Let us go to God in prayer. Kind, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we give honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Father, we thank you, even though the weather is somewhat inclement and we got snow today, with the change of climate, usually sometimes people to drive a little crazy or drive a little more cautious and takes more time getting to where you need to be. But Father, we're so thankful that we're learning patience, and that patience is a virtue. And so we don't have to go postal and work at UPS. We can continue to have the patience of Job, even in those tight situations. Father, we learn to wait upon you, then we can wait an extra 5 or 10 minutes in the course of our day. Father, we just love you. We love you so much. I'm praying for my health individually, praying for my health, that you will continue to mend my leg. I was such a bad hit, I guess. Sometimes just a spot where you do it at and you didn't even know it was that bad. But if you don't take care of it right away, then all of a sudden inflammation kicks in. And after inflammation comes disease. And so then all of a sudden things blow up and now you have to go back through. So I'm asking you to be with my wife who's been patient with me. Father, I ask you to bless her and keep her. I see she's on, stripping on the way she stands in need of. I'll be with our daughters, Nicole, Juanita, bless them in the ways that they stand in need of, racial relationships, and et cetera. Even my family, continue to strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. Special prayer requests for those that are not only incarcerated, but those that are dealing with difficult addictions. Ask you to be with them and strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. And Father, we're coming to you today in regards to Cindy Court, a paralegal friend of mine from way back when. She is in the emergency room, I understand, through the last post I saw. And so we're praying for her recovery, Father, be with her mother as well. Be with all those lives that she's touched. Father, and then others that are going through something. I see Rico McFarland made a post that so many people are passing. Lord Clark passed. So many people are passing that it becomes difficult to keep posting and to keep doing things. So we're asking for his strength as well. Praying for Mike Wheeler, who's on tour in Europe. Ask you to give him traveling grace and that the tour will go well. Not only be lucrative, but it will continue to expand his career. And that he will be brought back safe and sound without any hurt, harm, or danger. Praying for his wife, Jeannie, as well, and the band. Ask you to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Father, we love you. We adore you today. And praying for Big Joe that things are going well. Friday is the day that he will hear about the job that he has lined up and the parameters of that, Father. And so we're asking you to continue to bless him and carry him through that process. And then, Father, as we get ready to go to our lesson today, praying for my mother, praying for my brothers, praying for my extended family. Father, we love you. We adore you on this day. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. We'll collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. All night and all day, I know the angels watching over me, my Lord. And all night and all day, I know the angels are watching over me. They keep watching over me all night. Oh, baby, I know the angels watches over me, my Lord. And all night. Oh, baby, I know the angels watches over me. Said I went to the church house where I used to pray, I know the angels watches over me, my Lord. And my soul, they're happy, and I stayed over there. I know the angels, they're watching over me. They keep watching over me all night. Well, baby, I know the angels watches over me, my Lord. And all night, oh, baby, I know the angel watches over me. Every night, before I go to sleep, I know the angel watches over me, my Lord. And I pray that my Lord, my soul, he will keep under the angels that are watching over me. They keep watching over me all night. Oh, baby, I know the angels watches over me, my Lord. And all night. Oh, baby, I know the angels that watches over me. I don't have much of a voice today, but I'm going to give God what I have. If you will turn with me today in God's manuscript, the book of Mark, chapters 14, and we're going to commence around verse number 43. The book of Mark, chapters 14, verse number 43. The Bible has many characters, many good characters that we can extract some things from, but then there's some bad ones. And remind me as I'm being fidgety and I continue to rub my leg as I teach tonight. But I asked you to think about how many pessimistic people do you have in your circle? People that are always complaining. They never got nothing good to say. You know, when it comes time to contribute, you can't find them. Well, I used to say they'd be in the bathroom. Got to the point where we come time to pay the check, he went on into the bathroom. Come on out of here, stop paying the check. We laughed about that many years. There are folks that will smile. There are folks that will have you thinking that you're in your corner. And there are folks that will sell you out. And if they sold out Jesus, Master Teacher, Lord and Savior, then they will sell out you and I. Barnabas was a great encourager. And we need more Barnabases in the world today. We need folks that will lift up and continue to encourage people, give them hope when it seems like there is no hope. But we also have those that will keep you on your knees, so to speak. And what we see here is Jesus, we know he trained 12, but even one of those within his inner circle was a problem. Again, Mark chapter 14, beginning in verse number 43. The Bible says, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, suddenly arrived with him with a mob, with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. You know, they've been trying to get Jesus all the time. And sometimes the only way you can get to him is to get somebody close to him. Somebody in your inner circle that you would not expect would be the one that sells you out. So here comes Judas, selling out Jesus. He had received all the benefits, all the recipients, all the teaching, and all the colorless, the rest of the 11 did. But anytime you allow Satan to use you, you will not have a godly effect. You will not be righteous. So with Judas, here comes a mob. Not to be healed by Jesus, but wanting to take him down. They got swords and they got clubs, and they're ready to rumble. And I think it's interesting that we point out that people who cannot get you by themselves will come together in a political way to take you down. So in this mob was the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, religious folk who can't do nothing with you. So they feel, well, if I just take him out, then he won't be a problem any longer. And this sense of fratricide is still going on not over in the Middle East, but it's going on in our neighborhoods even today. Where our brother, rather than be our brother's keeper, we end up taking our brother out. Notice what the Bible says. His betrayer, now he went from one of the 12, now he's being called exactly what he is, a betrayer. His betrayer had given them a signal. What's the signal? The one I kiss, he said. He's the one. Arrest him and take him away under guard. Now, they don't know who they're coming after. But when we think about a sign or a signal, it does not point to itself. Jesus says, when I kiss him, I'm not the one. But it points to the one that you will be capturing. And so, when he kisses him, then all of a sudden, there is no doubt as to who it is they are to grab, who it is they are to lock up, who it is they are to work to crucify. He's considered a troublemaker in the land. He says, when I kiss him, this is the one. Arrest him and take him away under guard. Now, you don't think somebody would do you like that, that you've raised, fed, that you've taken care of, that was in a pitiful situation, that you helped them out, and you're trying to take them on to heaven through ministry. But we must recognize the fact that people, and I'm just sweating up a storm, so continue to pray for me. People will sell you out. And so I say this because I don't want you to be alarmed. If you've never been sold out before, just keep on living. But many times when we get sold out, we want to go and hurt the individual. That's not the thing to do. Let's see what happens when Jesus gets sold out. Let's see if we can learn something from him. His betrayer had given them a signal. The one I kiss, he said he's the one. Arrest him and take him under guard, take him away under guard. So when he came, he went right up to Jesus and said, Rabboni, Rabbi, and kissed him. He greeted him, and then he kissed him. But his kiss was no good. There was no love in this kiss. This kiss was wrapped up in hate, jealousy, selfishness, and money hungering. Rabbi, and he kissed him. Then they took hold of Jesus and arrested him. And one of those who stood by drew his sword, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his ear. I believe from Passion of Christ, we know that to be Malchus. They took his sword to cut his ear off. And that person would be Peter. But just because they came to fight, Jesus says our fight is different. Our fight is on our knees. Our fight is a quiet fight. We're not going to put more gas on the fire, and we're not going to fight fire with fire. So look what Jesus does after Peter cuts off Malchus's ear. But Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs as though I were a criminal to capture me? Every day I was among you, teaching in the temple complex, and you didn't arrest me then, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then they all deserted him and ran away. Jesus is now alone to be captured. Now, a certain young man having a linen cloth wrapped around his naked body was following him. And they caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth behind and ran away naked. Isn't it something that people will be with you for a little bit? I say this because relationships are funny. You can put your all in a relationship. Parent-child, sibling, co-worker, boss or manager to worker. However you look at it, you can put your all in it, but how you address the situation may not be how someone else does. So what I want you to think about this week, I told you lately we're not going to be long, but we ought to be somewhat strong, is those of you that want to call in on 619-924-0767. We'll be there in a minute. What I want you to understand is that God has your back. He will fight your battles for you. You don't have to get a case. You don't have to go to jail unless it's something that you've done as a consequence that you have to pay. But don't let somebody else push your buttons so that now you're facing something that you didn't have to deal with and you lose your freedom. Freedom comes with a cost. And Jesus paid it all for us so that we might be free. But it comes with an intimate relationship with him. How is your relationship with God? Well, we know who your relationship is with your boo. We know many times how your relationship with is with family. Even sometimes church can be rough. Church hurt is some of the worst hurt in the world. But how's your relationship with God? See, any relationship is conversation, is interaction. You're not the only one talking to God. You have to be quiet and let God talk to you. And so, as I get ready to close this lesson, I want you to list tonight before you go to bed how many Judases you have within your circle. And you may not know them yet, but people that you think you have to watch, I tell you, you need to keep an eye out. So let's close out in a word of prayer, and then we'll go to the line because I see my wife on. Anyone else that wants to dial in at 619-924-0767 can do so at this time. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We love you. We adore you. Thank you for the bandwidth to be able to reach into Norway and reach into Canada, or the continental United States, and be able to reach people where they're at, in the hospital room, in their dorm room, Father, at home, in the sick bed, on a gig somewhere. Ask you to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of, at the gym, while you're working out. Father, we love you. We adore you on this day, and we ask you to continue to build us up when we're wrong, strengthen us when we're in weak, and continue to maintain our lives. Teach us what it means to have the abundant life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Let's go to my wife. I see you, honey. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How are you?
There?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're doing better, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Well, the lesson was basically sitting around encouragement, sitting around those who sometimes betray us or reject their lovers. And we just have to, as I always say, put our little hands in God's big hands and just continue to love in spite of God would deal with those people who we think are lovers, who try to hurt us. God would deal with those. So we just continue to be who God would have us to be, and God would take care of the rest. If we put all our trust in God and believe that he can and he will.
Amen. Appreciate that so very much. Very true and very on point. That if we just really trust God, God will be there for us. Okay, guys, do something today that people can't repay you for. Give him Jesus Christ and him crucified. Continue to pray for our homeless ministry. Continue to pray for our young adults ministry as we're going, as we young leaders ministry. Continue to pray for Golgotha Individuals Collective. Pray for my health. Pray for my wife. And let's continue to pray for one another. Have a great day. God bless you in the name of the Lord.
Of Michael Bodeen.
Yes.
I wanted to say for the lady I was telling you about. That...
Hold on. Hold on one second.